There's an eerie peacefulness about this place because it's so quiet. I'm looking at the Christ site now, where United 93 actually came down, and there's a marble wall with the 40 names inscribed on it, and just beyond that a boulder, and that boulder signifies where the head of the plane actually crashed into the ground, and the land has started to repair itself, but you can just see a crater, you can just see the remnants of the crater now where the plane crashed. It's a foggy night this evening and it's just about starting to lift. And visiting here, what has it brought to me beyond the basic knowledge that I have, that we all have, of what happened on 9/11? Tell you what it's doing. It's making me, honestly, I'm looking up into the sky now, and I'm just thinking of those 40 individuals, the 40 passenger and crew, and what they actually did. Like, we've all got on planes, another ordinary day, we're ordinary people, and these people then, in this crazy, bizarre moment at the end of their lives, and they had to crash into that cockpit, try to get in there. My arms are overhanging the fence now, just between me and the that marble wall, and there are American flags lined all along the fence, and it's a blowy night, it's really, really windy, and the patriotism here, the American flags blowing in the wind, and it's not just American flags, there's a flag from Germany, and there are little notes and little mementos here from people. 1.6 million people have visited this site over the past decade, and it's basic, and it's right that it's basic. There's nothing elaborate about this site. You just see all these wild flowers growing, and you see the crash site. I'm still minded to look up into the sky and think of those 40 passengers and crew.
I'm Neil Mulholland. I'm president of the National Park Foundation. The site is, it's really an outdoor cathedral. It's very majestic. We're out here tonight, and the fog is settling in, and the wildflowers are growing, and the breeze is blowing, and the site changes by the hour, by the minute. And it's, breezy, but it's a calm. We're looking out over the memorial wall that has the 40 names. Then to the right of that wall is the crash site, where the passengers and crew members are lying rest.
Just as I look down here, to the right of that wall is where United 93 crashed.
That's correct. At the end of that wall, there's a field of wildflowers, and then there's a back tree line, and right at that tree line is where the plane crashed.
What are your thoughts 10 years later?
When I come here, I think about 40 ordinary people that did an extraordinary thing on a day that they thought they're just going to on a plane to go on a business trip or go home. In a matter of, less than 30 minutes, they sized up the situation they were in, and they decided to take action. And had they not, this plane was going for Washington, D.C. It was going for our nation's capital. And if you look at the terrorists did on 9/11, they struck our centers of our economic might, our military might, and our democracy. They wanted to. And the passengers and crew members of Flight 93 fought back, and so this plane did not reach Washington, D.C., did not reach our nation's capital, and they saved, thousands of lives, and they saved the symbol of our democracy.
Sometimes the images of the Twin Towers collapsing and the planes surging into the Twin Towers are so iconic that maybe this is slightly forgotten.
Well, heroism is defined in many ways, and part of being a hero is you do selfless acts that are also silent acts. And here we are, we're in rural Pennsylvania. Yeah, we don't have corporate America in our backyard, and we don't have the political might of the Pentagon in our backyard. We're in this, beautiful field here. And at times the story of Flight 93 does get lost. And it's really, what they did and what they averted. And the reality is, these passengers and crew members fought the first battle in the war on terrorism. They were the first ones to fight back. They're the first victory in that battle.
The terrorists killed thousands of people, but 40 people brought them down here.
Yes, 40 people fought back, and they won.